Well, yeah, my visit to the doctor this morning in good shape, even though she's getting a lot of very worried people demanding tests for COVID-19, even if they're not showing symptoms. And she was complaining about lack of face masks and gloves. And as a medical doctor, she's not able to get of them. That's something that you're interested in helping with.
Sure. Hi, John. Thanks for the opportunity to speak. Yes, we have been watching the situation unfold in China for the last 3 months, being in the tech distribution space. And it feels like we've been watching a horror movie in fast forward. So when we started to watch the growth curve around the world follow the same trajectory, we realized that we needed to step in and help wherever possible. At this point, I understand that the privileged few that can afford to buy masks are buying them. And the real people that are infected and the medical professionals on the front line are just not getting access to as many as they need. So we wanted to make every effort to help with that.
And how are you doing that?
So our team in China has been working with the manufacturers and the factories of masks to source the best available supply. We've secured a couple of factories that are able to produce for us. And having leveraged off our existing import business, working with established clearing companies and freight forwarders, we're bringing them into the country as fast as we can. The idea for us is a novel one. I feel like too many people are exploiting the market with excessive prices and just trying to make a profit out of the situation. And it was a difficult decision, but we decided to try and make the masks accessible at the best available prices as we could to the private sector. And in doing so, we factored in about 10% of the price to allow us to pledge a donation in masks to the Department of Health. For every sale, we'll pledge an additional 10% as a donation to get to the people that really need it and perhaps can't afford it.
Okay, and do you have a central contact point where people could go and try to get into, I don't know how many you've got, but I suspect however many you've got, it's not going to be enough to meet the demand and it'll go very quickly. So how do people get into a line to get, and how are you deciding who gets? First come, first served, how many, all of those questions.
Okay, so first question, we realized that with too many people making promises all over the place, it was going to be difficult to control. So we set up a subdomain on our website. The address is medical.syntech.co.za. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening, and Nicola's writing down. Yeah.
Great. So that's medical.syntech.co.za. And the idea is that companies can place their orders with immediate payment. When the stock arrives, we will be prioritizing those orders and distributing them in chronological order. So the stock is physically not touching our warehouses anymore. Now that there's a lockdown, we've made arrangements with local couriers to be able to store the stock and then distribute them directly to wherever they are needed. The reason for the upfront payment is we've needed to get an understanding of the actual market demand. So Syntech has already committed to and paid for 500,000 masks, which were collected and started shipping this week. And hopefully we'll be receiving them next week. But we anticipate a far higher requirement for these. If you just consider how many
of course
are going to continue to require.
Ryan, the domain address again, please.
medical.syntech.co.za.
Ryan Martin, co-founder of Syntech. Sorry to cut you short, but we do need to move to the business news. That's medical.syntech, S-Y-N-T-E-C-H.co.za.